Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Miranda, and I have a couple questions. I'm considering switching to Archtop.
Yes, ma'am.
So I understand it's mostly internet, but you also offer phone, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
And are there any kind of cable or TV options or no?
No, ma'am. Just internet and phone service. Now, you can use your internet service, you know, for streaming services, but the Archtop Fiber doesn't offer cable television.
Okay. All right. So, in terms of the internet with the phone, what would we be looking at for the cost for that a month?
Okay. So for the packages that are available, you can get the 1 gig package for $79.99 a month, or are you meaning you want it for internet and phone? So for the internet, for the internet itself, it would be $79.99 a month, or $69.99 a month with the automatic debt, you know, with the auto pay and paperless billing, and that's for 1 gig internet speeds, and the 2 gigabyte internet speeds are $99.99 a month or $89.99 a month with automatic payments and paperless billing. And then if you add phone service to that, the that would be an additional $24.99 a month.
Okay. And is that set, or does that change after a while, or?
No, that's the set price. That's not an introductory rate. That is just the regular rate.
Regular rate. Okay. All right. So, how does it work if I still, this is probably a stupid question, but I currently have Spectrum. Now, I don't necessarily want to get rid of my TV, though, so I could still keep, like, my Spectrum cable and just switch to the Archtop internet and phone?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so
but, I mean, while we would love to have you as a customer, and while you may find that I'm not sure what internet speeds that Spectrum are providing in your area, you may find that we provide faster internet speeds. It's going to be a financial decision pertaining to what's going to be the better financial benefit for you. Because, of course, you know, with Spectrum, their services, when bundled, you get them, you know, at a lower cost when the services are bundled. So I don't know how that's going to compare to what you're paying now as opposed to what you would be paying if you had Archtop internet and phone, but then you had a separate cable bill.
Yeah, we might just have to be rid of the cable altogether. Okay, so if I choose now, well, because I currently only have the 500 Mbps, so that's significantly slower. If I choose, I'm thinking if I choose the $89.99 if I do the paperless and auto pay, and then I add that phone line.
That'd be an additional, so it'd be
$114.98 a month.
For internet and phone.
phone, and then I just do away with my TV, and that's still $100 cheaper than what I'm paying for my bundle. Okay. Yeah, I think I do want to go ahead with this then, Archtop.
Okay, let's see here. And what is your house number, the number on your house?
5.
5, and your zip code?
12477.
Okay. And what is your address?
5 Redwood Road, which is REDWOOD, one word, road. And that's
5 Redwood Road, Saugerties, New York?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. And is this location a home or business?
Home.
Okay, let's see here. And you wanted to get the 2 gigabyte internet?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be $89.99 if you go with automatic billing, auto draft and paperless billing. And let's see here. And will you be using Archtop wireless equipment or your own equipment?
You mean like the router? I do have a router already.
Oh, okay. So let's see here. And do you need any Wi-Fi extenders? They are an additional $7.99 a month.
Well, I had seen online that it's whole house Wi-Fi. Do I have
it
to
is.
Pay?
It depends on the size of your home. If you have a very large home, then Wi-Fi extenders could be beneficial. But if you have a regular size home, then you really don't need Wi-Fi extenders.
Okay, no, it's not very big, so.
Okay, then you wouldn't need any extenders. Okay, let's see here. And let's see here. And you said you did want a phone service?
Yes, please.
Okay. And would you like to keep your current phone number?
No, I want a new one, please.
Okay. And will you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
Yes, actually.
Yes.
Would that be an
okay.
additional cost? Like, how much does that cost?
I'm not sure on the price of additional jack installation. Oh, here it is. An additional cost for phone jacks are $49.99 per phone jack.
One-time install, right? $49.99.
Yes, ma'am. So it depends on if you do need additional jacks or whether or not you would be using, like, say, for example, if you had cordless phones.
Oh, yeah.
So you
okay.
Would, yeah, you may not need additional jacks if the cordless phones would be perfectly fine for you.
Okay. So maybe not then. Maybe I don't need that service.
Okay. And would you like to add an additional phone line?
No, just the one is fine.
Okay. And let's see here. Okay, and the service address is 5 Redwood, R-E-D-W-O-O-D, one word altogether, Road, that's R-D, Saugerties, S-A-U-G-E-R-T-I-E-S, New York, abbreviated N-Y, zip code 12477. And do you rent or own the property?
Own.
Own, okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, same.
Okay. Let's see here. And what is your first name?
Miranda.
M-I-R-A-N-D-A?
Correct.
And your last name?
Arnold.
A-R-N-O-L-D?
Yes.
And your email address?
M-A-N, so man. Joe, J-O, 623 at Yahoo.
Okay, and that was M like Miranda, A-N like Nancy, J-O, 623 at Yahoo.com.
Yes.
And that was Y-A-H-O-O.com. And what is your primary contact phone number?
My cell phone is 845-532-7271.
Okay, 845-532-7271. And would you like to have a secondary phone associated with your account?
No, thank you.
Okay. And how may we contact you by phone, email, text? You can choose as many of those as you'd like.
I prefer email and text.
Email and text. Okay. And let's see here. All righty, let's see. And I thank you for your patience. And for the email and text, I'm supposed to read the disclaimers, I suppose. So for text, it says at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message data rates may apply. And then for email, it says, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. So do you agree to the text and email opt-ins?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Okay. As part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Sure.
Okay. And let's see here. Let me get over to the web page for the credit check. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. All right, let's see here. And the credit check tool sent me a validation code. Let me grab that. Okay, and that address was 5 Redwood Road, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Saugerties, S-A-U-G-E-R-T-I-E. Well, let me spell back everything so if I'm required to. That's number 5 Redwood, R-E-D-W-O-O-D, Road, abbreviated R-D, Saugerties, S-A-U-G-E-R-T-I-E-S, New York, abbreviated N-Y. And what was the zip code?
12477.
Okay, 12477. Thank you so much. And then, let's see, the first name was Miranda, M-I-R-A-N-D-A. And the last name is Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. And what is your middle name?
Josephine.
J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And let's see here. And what is your date of birth?
6/23/87.
Okay. Let's see here. And your driver's license number?
Oh, 12402080.
Thank you. And that is a New York driver license. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And your Social Security number?
Do you need all that?
Yes, ma'am. It's part of the credit check tool.
All right. 09776-8713.
Okay. And then is your primary phone the same number you're calling from, the 845-217-5529?
No.
No. Okay. Then, what was that primary phone? I apologize.
That's okay. It's my cell phone number, which is 845-532-7271.
Thank you. And I suppose then, and what is the name of your employer?
Chema, which is Chema.
Okay, C H E E I E Y E C A R E.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's required, because last time I did a credit check, it wasn't required, but the work phone.
Let's try it without, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Because last time I did this, the gentleman didn't have a work phone, so we didn't have to enter one. Okay, and what is your previous address?
31 Markle Road, Markle Road.
Mm-hmm.
Kerhonkson, which is Kerhonkson.
Is that in New York?
Yes.
You know, I've been doing this, it'll be 23 years in December, and I have never heard of the city of Kerhonkson.
I believe it.
That's interesting.
Kind of
and
in the middle of nowhere.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You learn something new every day, I suppose.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. So, because I am required to read everything back letter by letter, I have 31, that's 31, Markle, Markle Road, abbreviated RD, Kerhonkson, Kerhonkson, New York, and then I chose that from a drop-down box, but we know the initials are NY, and then the zip code.
12446.
Okay, 12446. And now, with all of this information, we can go ahead and submit our credit check, which will not affect your credit score. And there's no deposit required. But there is a report number that I have to put on your application. So let me grab that, or let me see, 553-56802. Let's see here. 553-56802. Let me make sure I didn't make a mistake. 553-56802. Yes, that's correct. All right, excellent.
And my information isn't, like, stored anywhere here in Arch.
No, ma'am. No,
okay.
Ma'am. None of this information is going to be stored for any purposes. It's only used just the one time for the soft credit check, and then it's deleted afterwards, so it's not going to be saved. But we do have to do that soft credit check. Now, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes, please.
Okay. And you wanted the auto pay and paperless with, did you want it to be a bank draft? That'll get you the $10 off. Or you could do auto pay with paperless billing and have it drafted from a credit or debit card, and that would get you a $5 discount.
Oh. So, let's see. The $10 discount, which is what you quoted me, the $89.99.
Right. That would require... Yeah, that would require you providing your routing number and your bank account number.
Okay, we got to do that then. So let me grab my check.
Let me see if it's going to ask me to get that from you now, or if it's going to have you do that at the portal on your own, because I haven't had anyone sign up for auto pay just yet with me. Other customers have just said, you know, no, I'll do it later. Let's see here. Customer passed credit check. No deposit required. Okay. Next. Okay. Let's see. Payment type chosen. ACH. Okay. I'm waiting on the website. Oh, it is going to ask me to capture or to input the routing number and the bank account number and the name on the account and what type of account it is, et cetera. And then there's probably going to be a disclaimer that I have to read, but I'll look for that in a moment. So I'm ready for the routing number whenever you have it available.
322-271-627.
And just because that's just the routing number, I'm going to read that back. 322-271-627.
Yes.
Okay, and the account number?
1155-100-50.
Okay, and the name on the account?
Miranda Arnold.
Okay. And that was M-I-R-A-N-D-A, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. And then I'll just verify the last four of the account number, 0050.
Yes.
All righty. And is it a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
And then the box I have to check, it says, I authorize ACH direct debit payment. So can I click that box?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Do you want to have an e-check nickname?
No.
And do you want this to be your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I think the e-check nickname is something that we could either do now or you could do it later. And it might be a way that you could have multiple accounts. So you might have one of your accounts that says, Wells Fargo. And then the other one might say, Chase Bank. And if you ever needed to switch it up because of finances or you wanted money to come out from here rather than there because you can earn rewards and points if you spend money during a certain promotional period, different things or reasons why people might want to switch their what bank their payment's coming out of. That's probably, right. I think that's what the e-check nickname is for. So when you log into your Archtop Fiber account online, it'll just have that show up rather, so that that would be a way to identify, which bank account it is. That's what I'm thinking that is. I haven't run into that before. Like I said, all of my other customers have just said, I'll just do it later online. So let's see. Next, is there any other disclaimer? Because that's on a different page I'm looking at. Okay, so now it says, awesome, just a few more quick things and we'll be all set. All I need to do now is finish up your order. Set an installation date, go over a couple of disclosures, and let you get back to your day. Is the number that you provided a good number for a technician to call and text about the order if needed?
Yes.
Okay. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And it says, if you have a current provider, which you said you do, if you have a current provider to maintain a consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel service with their current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and let's see. Me save your bank account information. I was just reading the disclosures to make sure that I got that taken care of. So we've saved that. Okay, now I have the, let's see. Okay, it says no payment was applied. Okay, let's see. And now I have to take this very long number this token and copy and paste. Wait, no, it filled it out automatically. Oh, cool. Okay. All right, let's see here. Next. Okay. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, the trucks have been all over our neighborhood installing them in our yards for the last month, so I just got the flyer on my doorknob, actually, and saw the trucks driving by.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire, a septic tank, etc.?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And the cables that run to your home, do you know if you have aerial cables that run to your home where you can see the lines in the air, you know, that, you know, come from the pole to your home? Or do you have lines that are buried that are, you know, underground that come up from the, you know, through the ground, up from the ground and then to your home?
I see wires from a pole.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Do you have any questions or comments?
So I guess just when will someone be out?
We're about to get over to the portion where we'll be scheduling the date and the beginning of the time frame. So this will be no questions or comments at this time.
Or actually, well, when is it billed each month?
Okay, let's see, it's going to be based on when your service begins, And after the service begins, you'll have more information as to when the billing will begin.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Alrighty, let's see here. I can go ahead and place the order so we can get to scheduling. All right, now, so beginning on Tuesday, June 11th, you can choose a date, any date that's between Monday and Friday, starting June 11th. I guess Saturday too, is it? Sundays are blocked out, but Saturdays are available as well.
Okay.
It gives me
how
the choice.
How about Thursday, June 13th?
Okay, sounds wonderful. Now, what time would you like your two-hour time frame to begin? 8 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
1 p.m.
1 p.m., okay. So your time frame will be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday. Wait, you said Thursday? Let me check. June 13th. That's right? Yeah, Thursday, June 13th. Okay, so on Thursday, June 13th, your time frame will begin at 1 p.m. It's a two-hour window. Our techs are generally very, very good about arriving within the scheduled window, and I believe they will definitely give you a call when they're on their way to confirm, of course, that, you know, someone is at the residence to allow them entry. And we've already confirmed all of this information, but just because we're on the last page and it's here, I have your name as Miranda, M-I-R-A-N-D-A, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, email M, like Mary, A-N, like Nancy, J-O-623@yahoo.com, and your phone number, 845-532-7271. Is this correct?
Yes.
All right, is there any notes that I should add that will help with this appointment?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and schedule your appointment. Your installation has been successfully scheduled, and we'd like to thank you for your business. And let me check if there's any other disclaimers that I'm supposed to read, because that's on a separate page that I'm having to refer to. Let's see. If you do happen to have any questions later, you can definitely refer to the website. Let's see. Now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. Now, that's just the part where it says pay your bill. I mean, that's just automatically in that paragraph, because you're going to be on automatic billing, so that you won't even have to worry about that. All right, so we'd like to welcome you to Archtop. We greatly appreciate you as a customer. Was there anything else that I could, and remember, keep your Spectrum services active until your Archtop internet and phone services are installed, so that way you make sure you don't have any interruption of service.
Okay, so they... Will they, like, take the boxes like unplug it for me, because I don't want it all to be in the way for the archtop people. So they'll
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to really interrupt you or talk over you, but I just wanted to confirm with you and give you that comfort and peace of mind in knowing if you don't want to have to mess with the equipment that's there, you could ask the technicians if they could, you know, disconnect the equipment. You know, I'm sure they won't mind doing that for you if you don't want to have to do it. And then also I am to the understanding that sometimes, like with your spectrum, with your modem, the coax cable that's connected to the modem can sometimes be screwed on there so tight that it's almost impossible to get it unscrewed without using a wrench or something of that nature. I've had to deal with that myself personally, and I'm a grown man, and you know, it's like you would think I'd have the strength, but no, they screw those things on there so tight, it's like trying to open a pickle jar. It's ridiculous.
So the technician will have that equipment and will be able to help, you're saying?
Absolutely. The technician will be able to get you squared away and get you taken care of. I don't know what Spectrum's terms are in your area, but it might be a good idea, you know, after our team installs your internet and phone, and you're able to confirm, you know, they'll confirm that it's working before they leave your residence. They will confirm that it's working. So once they get you all squared away, and then you can have the guys ask them, can you please disconnect my Spectrum equipment? Because that'll take them all of maybe like 45 seconds to a minute, because it's really actually very easy. But I can understand if you don't want to have to fool with it yourself, because like I mentioned, sometimes it's hard to disconnect that coaxial cable. That I'm sure they won't have any problem doing that for you. And then after that point, when you cancel your service with Spectrum, you might ask them, you know, well, where do I return my Spectrum equipment? And when I asked them where I could return my Spectrum equipment, this was when I canceled my cable. They told me I could just take the cable boxes. I could either bring them to the office or I could just drop them off at a UPS store. I don't know if that's going to be the same in your area, but that's what they told me in my area. I'm in Alabama myself personally. Yeah. The only reason that we're not in your area is because when Archtop Fiber was looking for representatives to best represent and provide the most excellent level of customer service and satisfaction to their customers, you know, they did their research and they found that our company had been in business for over a quarter of a century. And with our great Southern hospitality and excellent reviews from our other people who've worked with us, they decided, you know, that we would be an excellent addition to the Archtop Fiber family. And so that's why you're speaking to someone in Alabama and not in New York.
Very good.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Was there anything else that I might be able to assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, you've been very helpful. Thank you, Miles.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. Again, it's my pleasure to assist you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.